Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Marinoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and believe it or not, we're still together. My husband, Chris Ramsey.
Everyone's shocked. Everyone's shocked. We're still together.
Nobody can believe it.
Still together. Has it made us stronger?
Has what made us stronger?
Just everything. Life. Baby, 2020. 21.
Lockdown.
Baby. Broken ankle.
I'm gonna say yes.
All right. I would have put money on no, but okay.
No. I think we are stronger. Okay. Stronger than yesterday.
Oh, she's back, everyone.
Welcome back. We are back off our maternity leave.
And paternity leave. Gender my leave.
Oh, I'm not being funny. Ungender
my leave.
You're dragging this shit out. Most
I've
got
a broken ankle.
Chris, most men would have been back after a week or 2 weeks to work. You are dragging this shit out.
Right,
this...
I'm gonna put my coffee down. I'm that offended. Couple of things. One, I'm always on. Comedy never sleeps, right? I've never stopped. I'm always on.
Are you kidding me?
Even though I'm in deep levels of depression at the minute, I'm always on, right? Always on. Two, or B, whether I did A or one.
I can't remember.
Two/B. Don't know what it was. I've got a broken fucking ankle. Have you ever broken a bone?
No.
I broke a bone in my ankle.
Have you, though? No. Because the lady said she had to go and... We'll talk about this later.
Right, okay.
We've got loads of time to talk about
this. But a lot to catch up on, guys, because...
Should I play it now?
Rosie's excited.
I want to play this. Ready?
Okay.
We're back.
That should have been at the beginning.
Well, you kept... Right, I'm not being funny. You knew I was going to do that. You kept talking.
Yeah, it was fun,
you
though.
Don't shut up.
It
you go...
Fun, meh, 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 meh. Fun,
right,
it
so
was
we're back.
Fun.
That I was. That was going to segue from the beginning.
Three or four
you
times
in...
you tried to pick it up like a fucking violin.
I know I did.
You hold your laptop on your shoulder like a violin.
Great. Well, guess we're back with the ill behaviour. Before barricade, power for the people. What are the words to that?
I don't know, but that was up
back
there with, that was up there
with
the classic rat.
Right.
Before Barragay. I don't
back
know what
once
it is.
Again with the renegade master. Before Barragay. Power for the people. Back once
right
again
now,
with the ill behaviour. With the ill behaviour.
If I had to guess, I would say it was D4 damager, but that doesn't really make sense.
None of it makes sense.
Quick Google, here we are. Yeah, but I was right. Back once again for the renegade master. D4 damager, power to the people. No idea what D4 damager is, but I got it right.
Sounds like a car.
D4 damager. Yeah. Listen, fat boy, Mr. Slim, if you're listening, get in touch. shagmarinoid@gmail.com. What the fuck does D4 damage, I mean?
No idea. But thank anyway, we are back. We've been on maternity leave. We've got a new child and we're back. How long did we have off? 3 weeks? 4 weeks?
3 or 4 weeks, yeah. So that would make this episode 102.
Yes.
And as always, guys, thank you so much for listening. Please continue to like, rate and subscribe and all of that bullshit. We'll hope you're hanging in there. Now, before we go any further, it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor.
Can I just stop you there a second?
Yes.
I've missed this.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I am, this is the happiest I've been in weeks.
What, sitting here now?
Yeah, I've really missed doing the podcast and I've missed your sponsors.
Well,
I hope it's a good one.
Well,
come on.
Well, no, look, they're all good because they all put money in the bank.
They offer nothing to us way of financial security, Chris.
Right, well,
nothing.
Well, if that is true, right, if you are saying that they're all made up and that they're not actually... lucrative, which they are, said it millions of times. Even if they weren't, which they are, the comedy element, right, of them makes the podcast good, which then pays the bills anyway. So either way, they are lucrative sponsors. So I believe you can go and fuck yourself.
Right, well, fuck yourself back, and I respectfully disagree.
Oh, it's good to be back. Listen, this week's sponsor is Rocket.
Rocket?
Like sell a bag of Rocket.
Oh.
Ooh, Rocket. Hey, do you like pepper?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, do you like nettles? Get a bit of Rocket in you. Ooh, Rocket.
Is this a dig? Because I bought Rocket yesterday instead of like salad leaves.
Wait for the slogan.
Right.
Rocket makes a salad even worse.
I like Rocket.
Rocket. Dry and hot at the same time. Rocket.
Rocket.
If sand was a leaf, it would be Rocket.
Add a bit of spice to your salad. Rocket.
Rocket. Hate grass.
Do you know what's worse than Rocket?
What?
Spinach.
No, spinach
utterly
is great.
Utterly pointless.
Don't
I hate
you
spinach.
Ever. How dare you? I can't believe. Right, office poll. I can hear this coming now.
Yeah.
Spinach. Spinach is lovely.
It's utter shit.
You can wilt it. You can stick it on eggs Florentine.
I don't mind it wilted, weirdly. But
brilliant.
It,
here
but
we go.
Just, but dry in a salad. Very sad.
It's a bit, there is, it's like someone's glued a lot of lettuce together.
It's disgusting. Too big. Too thick.
It is thick.
Tasteless.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a bit of Rocket.
But no. Nah. Mm-hmm. No. No.
Rocket leaf burning on the streets of Heffalon.
Rocket leaf burning my mouth in Heffalon.
Oh, hey, right, hey, cheers.
To Heffalon. Cheers to Heffalon.
Cheers. Right, here's the jingle.
Hold on, this is supposed to be a podcast.
I know,
we're drinking coffee.
Well, Chris, it is 2:25 in the afternoon. Should we have a glass of wine?
Yes.
Yes, mint. Okay.
Down this coffee bag.
Here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello, welcome back to this week's Shagged, Married, Annoyed. So I'm so happy. I'm so happy. I'm happy to be back.
I'm happy back, but we are wineless.
Right, okay. So just in the little break there during the jangle, we decided against the glass of wine.
No,
because
I didn't decide against it. The world has... The universe has made it so that we can't have the glass of wine.
Well, yeah, because we've got to pick our children up from my mum's.
Our children at your mum's. Mm-hmm.
Children? We've got children.
The boys.
Now. The lads.
The boys. The lads. Yeah. Couple of little tiddlers down there.
Oh.
The lads are at Rosie's mum's house. She's in my bubble, so don't email.
Oh, is that still happening? Isn't it?
Yeah, I wanted to have wine, but you took them down in the car, right? Mm-hmm. And there's no car seat there for her to put Rafe in her car.
No.
And there's also no buggy there.
No.
So for us to have some wine, we'd have to go and pick them up. Now, I know you don't want to walk all the way down there. And guess who can't walk all the way down there with a pram?
Oh,
this fucker.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
got a broken ankle.
That's
so
why
we are literally trapped and we can't have a wine.
That's why I had to drive them today. I shouldn't
Very
have really
upsetting.
Drove, actually.
No, because of a C-section. Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, we're falling apart.
We are.
It's like a fucking... Right. Do you know what? This is such a weird, obscure reference, but you know I love me obscure references. Can you remember Gulliver's Travels?
Oh, is that when he goes big?
Right, you're not going to get this, are you?
No.
Right, there's he goes big, but
Jack
he also
Black?
Goes little. Yes, it's the one with Jack Black. But it's a massive bit of famous
I know it is,
literature.
But I don't know it very well.
And then there's a one with, what's his name, off Cheers. He was in the first one that was like a big, long BBC
Frasier.
Adaptation. Motherfucker. No, what's he called?
I don't know.
He's also in The Good Place. He's got grey hair in The Good Place. He works behind the bar in
Cheers. I forgot his name. Anyway, Gulliver's Travel.
Anyway.
He gets big. He's in
But there's loads of them. So he gets big and he gets small and he goes to all these different places and it's all like political allegories and stuff.
It's not a story I'm very well
Well, basically, there's just one where I can't even remember it properly, but he's at this bloke's fucking house. And they're going. He's going like, oh, can we leave? When can we leave? And the guy's like, tomorrow. We'll go tomorrow. We'll go and do this tomorrow. And he just ends up there for fucking like years.
Right.
That's what this currently feels like. With the foot, with your C-section, with the things that we can't do. I haven't been to the supermarket for fucking ages. We're running out of shit. There's just, I've been meaning to get Robin some lined paper for his homeschooling. And I've just been drawing lines on plain paper. I'm fucking sick. I haven't even been able to pop to the shop to get a fucking...
A jotter. But I have been to the shop.
Yeah, but you forget shit and you're rubbish. I asked you to go the other day for something. You came with everything but the thing I'd asked for.
Oh, there was ice for your ankle, actually.
Ice for my ankle, yeah.
Well, do you not think I might have done it?
Well, because it's also, you want to prolong this, do you?
No, I don't. I really don't.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that shortly.
God.
Babadoo, 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 ba. So obviously there's a lot been going on. Got a new child now and he's absolutely delicious. Brought a lot of sunshine to her life, hasn't he?
He has, he's Wraith. Lovely. Robin loves him, it's great.
Mm-hmm. It is lovely. That's a lovely part of this year, but obviously we're still going through utter shit.
Sick of it.
Sick, but whatever. You've got to be positive, don't you? Apparently you've got to be positive. This is this thing. You've got to be positive because if you don't, then you're a horrible person. And, you know, you've just listen, Chris, there's so much worse things going on. So how dare you be upset, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I did say, didn't I, the other week
positivity.
When we did one of our little maternity bits, I did say, like, it could always be worse. And it could always be worse, but I think sometimes you're allowed to go, this is kind of shit.
Yeah.
Like, this is canny shit.
Yeah.
Like, yes, it could be worse, but it could always be worse. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Everything could be worse.
It's the homeschooling and the working that's getting me.
Fucking sick of homeschooling now. So the other day I was homeschooling Robin. His school's amazing. They do lovely little Zoom sessions and that. But much like the dad on Friday Night Dinner, which I've been told I am, I'm just constantly boiling, especially for the fact that I've got to hobble round in a massive moon boot thing.
Yeah.
Which is, it's insulated, you know. It's like really, I put a sock on and I put this big moon boot on. I've got my pyjama pants on and I'm like boiling. And I'm hobbling round, I'm carrying Rafe and I'm setting Robin up at the computer. And sometimes I'm just boiling.
Chris, it could be a lot worse.
Just fuck off. And I sat at the table and Robin's sitting sort of across from me with a camera facing him. So I'm at the side of the laptop and I took my top off because I was fucking sweating. And
whilst he was on the Zoom?
Well, the camera was facing him until the tosser just for no reason just turned the laptop at me.
Great.
And his whole class and the teacher. So, like, no one said anything. No one actually said anything, but I definitely heard the teacher kind of...
Why haven't you told me this?
A stutter in our sentence. There was a stutter. So it was like, and today we... will be. It was like that. There was just a moment where it was like, she basically subconsciously went, naked man, and then carried on. I was raging and I slid it and he was like, I'm like, phew. The amount of times I start bollocking him for fanning on and I realise he's unmuted himself.
Right, this is the problem because we got a letter before all of this happened. There is a letter in this kitchen which there's rules of the Zoom. And you are not obeying the rules of the Zoom.
Right. What? Does one of them say dads have to have their tops on?
No. It says adults should not be on camera.
I wasn't. He turned the laptop.
I know, but it says there should be appropriate clothing.
For children, the kids?
Well, and adults. What, do you think I'm going to sit with my top off?
You're joking us, aren't you? Bloody milking yourself every 5 minutes. I'm surprised your fucking pump's not latched on your cheb now. Honestly, it's like a fucking dairy farm in here. Sick of it. Constantly got your top off? Bloody me dad. No. Me dad hasn't come round for weeks. Doesn't know where to put himself.
Do not get me started on this whole debacle. our boys, just honestly, you wait till they're older and I have their life.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. We're going to get in the breastfeeding debate.
Well, yeah, you've had a right time, haven't you?
I just can't breastfeed. I just can't do it. My children will not suck on my tits for love nor money. I swear to God. And
you actually said to me last night, you remember what you said to us last night when you were talking about it? You said if they bring a girlfriend home in the future and the girlfriends have got big boobs, I'm going to be like, you're bloody joking, aren't you? Oh, you like big boobs now, do you? You didn't want to know my mine.
Wouldn't suck on mine though, would you, little shit? Honestly, they won't have it. They will not have it.
Rafe, let's not go to your house, your parents' house for Christmas Day again because your mum always gets really weird. You know when you ask for a coffee with milk and your mum started crying and kicking off? Come on, just go to a restaurant or something.
Oh, don't. Oh.
Your Robin stopped going years ago. Why do you still go? I feel bad. I'm the youngest.
So, long story short, Robin was massive when he was born and he needed more food. So, we had to put him on a bottle quite early.
Mm-hmm.
And my milk didn't come in for ages. So, I couldn't really breastfeed. With Rafe, I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. So, yeah. I was in the hospital and I was squeezing colostrum out my boob, putting it in little pots.
Colostrum, for people who don't know, it's the first sort of stuff that comes out before the milk.
It's like yellow...
Like just, it's like just squeezing a spot out of a nipple.
It's
fucking
pretty,
disgusting.
It's grim. It's really
awful
grim.
Witness.
But I really wanted to do it. So, I was like, right, I'm doing this. So, then I was syringing the colostrum in his mouth and I was like, no, you will. You will latch. You will do this. He wouldn't. So, but I kept at it.
3 days.
3 days. And he was just getting that. And then we were told that he'd lost 13% of his body weight and he might have to be hospitalized.
Yeah.
So that was fun. So then we had to put him on a bottle, but I've been expressing breast milk for like nearly 4 weeks now.
Yeah.
So he's been getting breast milk and he's been getting formula as well. But he will not suck on my boob.
No.
And if he does, it hurts.
Right.
And it's just, I'm at that point now where I'm like, how many times am I just going to have to wrestle with you to suck on my tit? And I can't, Christ. I just can't do it anymore. So we're at that point now where I'm like, what am I going to do? But this is fine because we have one child who was bottle fed and he's absolutely mint and he's thriving. And I'm not this person who's like, I don't care what people do. Children, you can feed them any way you like. I personally really wanted to breastfeed because I just wanted
to do it. Hard.
And I've really tried. Yeah. But it's not happening and I'm not going to beat myself up. And
so
I'm just going to crack on.
Right? A couple of things. Basically, Robin, we tried for ages. Didn't the breastfeeding lady, like the special breastfeeding lady for the area, which is a mental job.
I think it's, are they called lactate? I don't know.
No. I mean,
you
didn't get D4 damage, or you're not going to get this.
Lelech. Stop. That sounds like a creepy person. I don't know. Anyway.
That would be if the
French creep.
That would be if the doorbell went and a bloke was like, I'm the breastfeeding lady. What?
Bit of a Lelech, Jiminy.
So, you tried with Robin and the breastfeeding lady came around and she was in for like 3 hours and you were screaming and Robin was screaming and she was screaming and then Asher left like sweating and she was like, he's latched on. And I was like, what, so 3 hours each day it's going to take him to do it. And it just didn't happen for whatever reason. And I remember I was at a gig years when Robin must have been about two and a friend of mine was having a kid and his pregnant wife was there and after the gig we're all having a drink and I was like, oh, talking about different things because obviously, you know, I'd had a two-year-old. And she was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to breastfeed. And I literally went into, like, I was drunk. And apparently I just bent her ear for, like, 20 minutes about, look, if you can't breastfeed, don't blame yourself. Sometimes it doesn't happen. And he was like, yeah, you know, you're, like, drunkenly just talking to my wife about breastfeeding for 20 minutes. Must be the worst.
It's just really hard because it's something that, as a mom, you want to do it. There is a lot of people who don't want to do it at all. And that's absolutely fine. A lot of people don't even try. I really wanted to do it. And it's just not happening. I am a bit gutted about it. But at the same time, he lost 13. He was going to have to go to hospital.
Yeah.
Because my milk hadn't come in.
Well, I had to go to hospital with him because he was lost loads of weight. And the doctor was like, well, what's happened? And I was like, well, they've been trying to breastfeed him for 3 days. You guys have been saying, make sure he feeds, make sure he breastfeeds. He'll get it. And then they're like, why has he lost weight? I was like, because you've been giving him essentially a fucking sandwich in a Tupperware that doesn't open for 3 days. And he's lost weight. Of course he's lost fucking weight. But the main thing to remember is the moment he tried to latch in the hospital and he wouldn't do it, who was the person who immediately said, get him on a bottle before this is a nightmare? That's right, it was Chris Ramsay. What happened 3 days later when we had to go to the hospital? We got him on a bottle because it was a nightmare. What's that?
Do you know what? I'm not being funny, though.
I love being right.
Yes, right, okay then. Right, put it into man terms, all right? Your penis.
Right, stop.
No, you've got a penis. Right. Doesn't work.
Right.
What's your penis meant to do? Have sex.
That's what it's meant to do.
Well, it's meant to get erect, have sex, do the job.
News to me.
My boobs are meant to feed me baby.
Right.
But he doesn't want it. So it's a similar thing.
Okay.
I just thought it would happen.
Okay. So I'll throw that analogy back at you. Okay. So in this scenario, you went to do it. It wasn't working. Uh-huh. You kept persevering. If my penis wasn't working, I wouldn't slap my flaccid dick against a vagina for 3 days until the woman lost 13% of her body weight through starvation. And then go, probably want to get yourself a dildo, pet, I'll let myself out. There's the difference. I would have given up immediately.
You are horrible. That is, it's bang on annoyingly.
Yeah.
Very, very good analogy. So yeah,
I'm giddy to be back.
I am
it's
as
really
well.
Good. This is the most we've actually spoke as well, by
I
the
know.
Way. This is the most we've spoke since Rafe was born. This is incredible.
I can't stop thinking about your flaccid penis now.
Well,
slapping against a vagina.
You and every other red-blooded woman in the world. Oh, you're welcome, ladies.
The moral of the story is, if you're listening to this and you're thinking about breastfeeding, give it a good shot. If you really want to do it, give it a try. I know lots of people who do it really successfully. Do you know how I know a lot of people who do it successfully? Because they always want to give you a hand with it when you can't do it. That's how I know that people do it.
Physically give you a hand?
Just always, if you want me to help you with it. Here's a funny story, right? This is hilarious. You'll love this.
Right.
So I was on a FaceTime with my mum and my sister the other day. Yeah. And me and my sister couldn't breastfeed either. Obviously, we just got really shit tits, right? Me and Keith. Shit tits sisters, right? She's got boys as well.
That would have been a different Nickelodeon show. Shit tits sisters.
Go our home. Boys don't want to suck on our tits.
Go home, Roger. The tits are shit. Go home. Shit tits sisters, never knew how much I missed you.
Anyway,
now everybody can see how shitty that your tits could be. Shit tits sisters. I can only apologize to everyone listening.
I know, this is the worst. We've been talking about breastfeeding for like 30 minutes. So anyway, we were on a FaceTime with my mum and Kate. And Kate was like... So I think I might have put something on Instagram that I was struggling a bit. And my Kate had got messages of people saying, if your Rosie's struggling, tell her to get in touch with me and I'll help her with the breastfeeding. My Kate's like, do you need Anna from Lincolnshire to help you?
Wilkinshire.
Wherever the fuck
she
lives.
Do you need Anna from a place I've just made up?
Do you need her to help you with your breastfeeding? Or do you think you could just kind of do it yourself or ask someone you know or what? Anyway. And then we were kind of having a little joke and maybe a little bit passive aggressive because we were a bit angry that we couldn't do it ourselves about how when some women, when they breastfeed, they make it like their thing. I'm a breastfeeder. Like it's their thing. And you know what? Great. Okay. But then my mum, of course she did, Sandra, her tits are mint. She breastfed like all of her.
Minted mother.
And so she was very much of the, well, girls, you know, it's natural. It should happen, you know, maybe she just didn't try too long and all this shit. God. And I was like, Mom, you're one of them. And then we found out through the conversation, me mom, right?
Yeah.
Used to go to little groups and show women how to breastfeed with my Kate. She would get her tit out, breastfeed our Kate, and all the women would come and have a look. And I was like, Sandra, you've gone down in my estimation. She's one of them. One of them.
So it's just as a bloke, I date now. It's just we don't have that. Men don't have that, you know, appendage that we feed a child with. It is an incredible, beautiful thing. Like we said, if you're out there and you're trying to breastfeed, God, persevere. I hope you can do it. You know, it's good luck to you.
I was desperate. You know, you do realise I'm just a bit, what's the word?
Bitter.
I'm very bitter about it. Yeah. But
sour, like the milk in your tits.
It's sweeter, apparently.
But men just don't have that. It's just really, just, can you imagine a bloke? Can you imagine wherever your man went and did that, the fucking community centre? Can you imagine the caretaker walking in and just how awkward and upset he would be at seeing a woman breastfeeding and a load of other women looking? Do you know what I mean?
Why?
Men just don't have that part of their, it's just, to us, it's always going to be weird. It always is. Have I not told you, every single time a woman is breastfeeding a child, I don't know what's happening, I always try and look at the kid's face. And then I see the tit.
I've been there when you've done it.
I see the tit, like, right at the 11th hour, and I'm like, oh my God, I've got my head in your cleavage. I didn't know. I thought it was hiding its face. It's having its dinner.
No, I'm not trying to, breastfeeding is so natural. Because that's what they're for.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I'm just bitter. I'm not saying that. We're saying it's hard. We're not saying it's not natural. It's the most natural thing in the world. But it's fucking, it can be hard.
Yeah.
Which is what I drunkenly said to my mate's wife after a gig and apparently ruined the night.
Please stop. Please stop giving women breastfeeding advice.
Listen, I'm going to a group when lockdown's finished. I'm going to a group.
With me mum.
No, just me, Kate. Weirdly. No takers yet.
I wonder if my mum's got, I bet she could breastfeed, Rafe. She's probably doing it now. Him and Robin.
Oh, that's...
One on each.
That's awful.
And I'll go and she goes, see, Rosie? Easy.
No hands. They're just hanging on like fish.
Be like, oh, Sandra, bitch. God. Shit-tit sisters.
Shit-tit sisters. Go home, Roger.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Bit of an update for the avid podcast listener. I was speaking to my dad the other day. Rosie, can you remember when I said that my dad used to take us to... South Shields over 40s matches. I said it recently.
Yes.
And I said that I remembered.
The football.
Yeah, and I remembered in the dressing room there was a bloke with like a mole at the top of his bum, top of his bum crack.
Yeah.
It was like a wart at the top of his bum crack. I mentioned it recently.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to my dad, randomly, I was like, Dad, you know when you used to take me to the football matches? I went, it's really weird, but do you remember like a bloke who had like a mole at the top, like a wart thing at the top of his arse crack? Mm-hmm. And literally without missing a beat, my dad gave us his full name.
Really?
It was his full name. He said he used to be a doorman and he was really, really self-conscious about the water in his arse crack. full name straight away. Fucking weird as hell.
But you don't forget stuff like that.
It's just, oh, I don't know what his name was. Fucking like Davey such and such. I will pick off the top of my head.
I mean, poor bloke if he's listening to this.
Yeah.
You know, that's literally come back to bite him in the ass.
just above the ass.
Didn't have far to go. Oh. You can get them taken off, you know.
Yeah.
Someone I know had a thing at the top of his bum, and it used to always puff all the time.
Was that not like a primordial tail thing?
What?
Was it not a tail, or was it like a little lump?
A tail? No, it was like a cyst.
Oh, right.
So
it
used
to
always
God.
Puss in that.
Oh, and then he got cyst and pust. Oh, pus, awful words.
I know. Then he got it lanced.
Lanced's a bad word
that's,
as well.
No, that's a good
Jesus
one.
Christ.
It's a good one. Fuck. So then he got taken out, so that was not a problem anymore. But it was always quite nice when it used to puss in that.
What?
I remember.
Sorry?
It was quite nice.
What do you mean?
Well, because I love stuff like that, don't
where
I?
Where did you see it?
When it used to puss.
What do you mean?
I used to work with him.
Well, where? Fucking the human centipede live? How were you seeing his arse crack that close up?
Because I used to work in quite close proximity with him.
Where did you work?
Abroad.
Well, why has he just got his arse maul out all day? It's pussing. Gather around, everyone. It's pussing.
Listen, if you like stuff like that and you find somebody else who likes stuff like that, right. Don't mind sharing it with each other. Oh, spots. God. Cysts. But I've told you my thing with spots. I like to watch. I don't like to do it.
Right, okay.
I couldn't squeeze someone's spot. Right. I could watch them.
So if it was dogging, you stand outside the window just watching?
Why has it got to be with dogging? It's completely different.
See, I don't want to join in. I want to watch. That's that thing, isn't it? So that's what some people do with dogging. They just stand outside the windows, don't they?
That would probably be me, actually. Yeah.
So you wouldn't want to go and see a sex show or something in Amsterdam. You'd want to go and see people squeezing spots. Onto the window. Oh, that's it.
Oh, that would be quite
copyright.
Nice.
Copyright that. So if they stand inside and squeeze them onto the glass and you stand the outside of the glass.
Christopher, I'm not being funny. 2020's been a bit of a shit year. Don't know when tours are going to happen again.
2021's been a shit year.
Oh, God, we're in 2020. Oh, Jesus. Should we do that?
I think social distance, the glasses in the way.
That would make money.
That would make loads of money. People popping zits on the glass and the other person on the other side of it. Just watching.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yes.
I mean, there is YouTube videos with loads of them on, which is essentially the same thing.
Yeah, it's good for anxiety. Yeah. If you suffer from anxiety or stress or anything like that, watch a couple of spot squeezing videos before bed and it just releases loads of, have we?
I think I've read an interview, Russell Howard watches them before he goes on stage. Yeah.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh.
I've read an interview.
I watch them before bed. I might start watching them on the night feed.
Don't do that.
By the way, killing us in these night feeds.
Yeah.
I'm a walking zombie.
Yeah.
Sick of me life.
I mean, I keep hearing you getting up and that's a bit distracting for my,
really?
Full night's kit.
Oh, actually, speaking of night feeds, just want you to know, this is what I'm currently listening to when I'm trying to get back to sleep after I've put down His Royal Highness and you're next to us. So do you want to have a little listen
to
this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you listen really carefully to this, you can hear Rafe, lovely little squeaky little voice.
Yeah.
And in the background, you can just hear you.
The walls.
Giving it large.
Okay.
So this is me lying in the dark, trying to get back to sleep at, what time was this? Oh, 3 a.m.
Oh. Wow.
The pigs, ladies and gentlemen. Honest to God.
So were you, I'm interested to know, were you like recording and then leaning to me, then leaning to him? Or
no, that was me in the middle.
Oh my God.
That was me lying in the middle. But you recently, I've got this. This is from the 10th of January. You've started, you know how you did tennis snoring?
Yeah.
You've got a new one now.
Oh, really? This is exciting.
This is helicopter snoring.
Oh, no.
I don't know whether it's going to pick this up. So here we go.
Yeah, it's a.
Yeah, it sounds like a
helicopter in the distance.
Disgusting.
I'm really proud of that.
Horrible.
Oh.
Horrible.
I feel like the guy off Police Academy. Do all the sound effects. Hey, what a talented bloke I am, even in my sleep.
Even in your sleep.
Come on.
Disgusting.
Sorry, love.
Oh, it's nice, though, because you're getting a full. You're getting at least 7 hours, which is good. I'm averaging about two and a half.
I prefer eight, but I'll take the seven.
Yeah.
I'll take the seven.
Yeah,
but can we please explain before I get a load of emails slagging us off? Which I've already had, by the way, about my ankle. I got nothing but abuse from you bastards. Thanks very much, everyone.
Good.
I get up with them both in the morning and I have Rafe in the morning, and then I do this homeschooling with Robin and Rafe while Rafe's not learning much. With Robin while I've got Rafe while you sleep until like 10 o'clock.
So that's the deal. So we have worked it out okay.
And it started, it basically started because I couldn't do the night feeds because I literally couldn't move. I can walk on my moon boot thing now, but I couldn't move because of my foot.
Well, no, but there is also the problem of, it was going to be next week's beef, but I might as well bring it up now, just really quickly, because we're back, and this is probably going to be a bit of a longer episode because we've got a lot to talk about.
Okay.
We've noticed recently that Chris actually, he's got a really bad medical problem.
Yeah.
Chris cannot lie on a bed without falling asleep.
Yeah.
So we've noticed, it's only happened just over the last few weeks, but Chris... You don't mind me telling this, do you?
No,
it's
go on,
come on out of nowhere. Yeah. We're going to tip the doctors next week. He can't physically, apparently, lie on a bed without falling asleep. Like, Rosie, I can't lie in bed without falling asleep. But, well, Chris, what child needs feeding? I can't do it. Lie there.
Let's get some fucking
asleep.
Background here, right? This came for the fact that we're...
Stupid moron!
For the first couple of weeks, I wanted to go downstairs and feed Rafe downstairs and watch the telly. Because I don't see the point in going upstairs, getting my pyjamas on, get myself into bed, get myself nice and cosy to sit there or lie there and not go to sleep because I've got to be feeding this kid. So I was like, fuck this.
This kid?
I can have the telly on. This random child.
Your kid.
I was like, I can have the telly on, right? I can be still dressed. I can be sitting up. I can have like a cup of tea. I can be awake and I can feed him until he falls asleep, then bring him up. That was my thing. My thing, you need to be upstairs. You making me lie in bed and try to stay awake was basically like saying...
I'm sorry.
No, it was basically like saying, take your clothes off, take your pants and your underpants off, sit on that toilet, all day, but don't you dare piss or shit.
Do you know what you sound like?
What?
An old dog. I can't lie there in the sun without falling asleep. Yes, you can.
You can lie in bed...
Feed your child with the lamp on, put the telly on. You don't have to fall asleep. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
Also, I'm very exhausted. I'm very exhausted off healing, off my bone healing. I'm very exhausted. It's very tiring hobbling and jumping around all day. I'm expelling a lot of energy. So there's that.
Let's crack on. Right. Let's go straight. Let's go to the beefs.
Why?
And because I want to talk about this shit.
I'm going to get... Don't like this at all.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
Hello, Chris!
Oh!
Hello! Fuck nah.
Yes! Ah, good. Go on, you fucking... worst actress ever.
I wanted to do Barry, but I did Belinda's voice, but aggressively.
Right.
No, I'll do it again next week.
Oh,
anyway, I mean, you just wanted to say hello.
It's like, honestly, it's like going to see a spiritualist, like a medium. Oh, someone's coming through. Oh, no, they've gone. I forgot their voice. Bye. That'll be 20 quid. Your dad says, stop moving the sofa. All right. Fuck me. Charlatan, now.
Yes.
What's your beef?
What's my beef?
Yeah.
My beef is the same as my last beef.
Yeah.
A couple of episodes ago.
Reusing material.
Well, it's added to this beef. So, obviously, you broke your ankle.
Yeah.
I genuinely feel sorry for you. Yeah. I can imagine it being very painful.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see some
blah. Well, my sympathy goes, Chris, right? Mm-hmm. So, just to set the scene, everyone. We went somewhere the other day for a drive. Don't shout at us. We had to get out of the house. There's a lovely bakery in a little village near where we live, and we went to the bakery, right? Chris parked a little further away from the bakery, right, with his broken ankle. I stayed in the car with Rafe and Robin, fed Rafe. Robin was there. Chris walked probably, 600 yards? 600 yards to the bakery. You did, didn't you? Didn't take your crutches. Just walked there. Yep.
Right.
Got his cream cake.
On my moon boot.
Got his fill, right? Yeah. Got all his shit. Come back with a fucking carrier bag of delicatessen garbage, right? I thought, okay, good. He's been for a little toddle.
No, delicatessen's meat.
I fucking don't care.
Bakery.
It is, isn't it?
You said it was a bakery. You literally said 5 minutes ago it was a bakery.
It is a bakery.
And then you went and called it a delicatessen.
Right, I got the wrong word. What did I mean?
Right.
Creme tisserie? What?
Creme tisserie!
Patisserie. Do I mean patisserie?
Yeah.
Right.
I think
it's because I'm so angry.
It's like in Unicorns and Horses where Del Boy tries to do French. A creme tisserie, Rodders. Been to the old creme tisserie.
Can I get back to my story?
Yeah, go on then.
Right, back to my story. So, fat greedy pig over here went and got all his fill, right? At the bakery, creme tisserie. That night, that evening, Christopher, with a really sad face, I looked over and I was like, you all right? He was like, I shouldn't be walking on this. And I went, what do you mean? He went, I've been texting. So he's bringing his mates in. I've been texting Manfred and Beckett, who've both broke their ankles apparently before. They said, you're walking too much. And I'm like, I'm walking too much. And I said to him, well, Chris, you're not really walking in the house. You only go in the toilet and the boiler tap. It's the only places you go, really. You don't go up and down the stairs and stuff. Mm. You just do, you're like, I'm doing too much. And I went, do you think it might have been that walk to the bakery today? You greedy, fat hef. That's 600 yards. You hobbled to get a cream cake. Eh? Oh, Mr. Ramsay, you're not healing as quickly as we thought you would. What have you been doing? Nothing, nothing. He walked to the bakery, doctor. Hobbled to that bakery. Yeah, but he will not. He will not climb them stairs to bring his wife a cup of coffee in bed.
Bloody good bakery. Bloody good bakery. Well, this leads me straight on. I got excited. I was excited to be out of the house. I was excited to be somewhere else. You were feeding Rafe in the back of the car. I was like, do you know what? I'll walk to this bakery and get myself the cakes in and that, right? And do you know what it is? Honestly, I hobbled. Right. I hobbled. I was in agony and I didn't take me crutches because it's cobbles and I didn't want to fall on the cobbles.
It was cobbled.
I was hobbling on the cobbles.
You could have broke me
I was hobbling on the cobbles.
Right. Well, here's something. Would you have done that if that had been a shop of bibs?
To buy bibs.
If Rafe needed a bib,
I don't think. Would you
have hobbled there? Would you went, Rosie, I can't walk there?
I'm going to be honest with you. In this current climate, the way everything is, I don't think a bib shop would be open still. I think it would have shut.
Don't bring.
It's just not realistic. It's just not realistic.
Do not bring COVID into this.
It's not realistic. What, a shop that sells just bibs?
I'm sorry, Mister. Got his foot up every day. I'm Rosie. I'm doing too much. I'm walking too much. Oh, the bakery. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll run to the bakery. You pig. Honestly, I was furious. They've said, Manfred and Beckett. They've said they both said you're doing too much. Walking too much. Walking on it too much. Oh, were they there today?
Honestly.
Were they?
I had to start walking on it. I had to start. The physio guy was like, you can't be putting any pressure on it. I was like, I am going to fucking chop it off if I don't. Like,
yeah,
I'm
but
so...
this is people who, like, I think what they mean by don't walk on it is people who break their ankle and then go walk around the Metro Centre for 2 hours the next day.
I'd love to, shut.
Honestly. Our garden centre still shut.
I don't know. I can't walk around them anyway. It's too far.
I'm thinking, should we go to Costco for something to do tomorrow? Are we allowed?
I don't know.
Take the kids.
Idea.
Rafe's never been to a shop yet.
Rafe's never been to Costco.
He's never been to Costco.
Rafe, come on to Costco, Rafe. Come on. Look at these inflatable hot tubs.
Get in. Oh, we'll take him. We'll buy him a fridge.
A fridge. Buy him a little fridge for his room.
Yeah. Babadoo, 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 ba.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
babadoo babadoo ba. What's your beef with me? You can't have a beef with me, surely.
I mean, I probably shouldn't have a beef with you, but I've definitely got one, and it's a double barrel beef. So, you mentioned it. You did touch on it in the last little thing that you said there. You're basically, the reason you're so angry that I've brought my ankle is because it impacts on you. It impacts on how much you wanted me to run around after you.
Oh, yeah, my recovery has halved. I'm better now. Look at me. Look at me. Healed from me open surgery. Major cesarean surgery.
You should be thanking us then. You should be thanking us because what I've done is I've lit a fire under you to achieve what you didn't think you could achieve. I've made you push the limits.
All right then. Well, let's wait 5 years down the line when I go to the hospital with an ulcer and they'll go, Mrs. Ramsey, you have internal damage. What did you do? And I'll say, my husband broke his fucking ankle and I had to do everything, Your Royal Highness.
But the cream cakes were lush.
But honestly, that Mars bar crispy cake, that was worth it.
So you basically said the other day when you're talking about my ankle, you're like, you broke your ankle, Chris. Because it is, we're making light of it, but it is massively, like, you recovering from cesarean, 1 week old baby we had at the time, broken ankle, lockdown.
Robin not at school.
Not allowed to have loads of people coming around to help you out with stuff, right?
Yeah, hell on earth.
Hell on earth. But you actually said the other day, you went, I wake up and I remember that you've got a bad foot. First thing, I wake up, Chris, in the morning and I remember that you've got a bad foot. Mm-hmm. Because my favourite part of the day was lying in bed knowing that you and Robin were fine downstairs and you could bring me a coffee to bed.
Yeah.
That's what you said.
Yeah, yeah.
So the main thing was that you couldn't get your coffee. So you wake up now, me, Robin and Rafe are fine downstairs. The only difference is you've got to fucking come down for your own coffee, you lazy cow.
Torture.
And you're having absolutely none of it. And if anyone listening thinks, that's not lazy, she just wants a little treat to bed, she's not lazy, I'll bring you to the second part of my argument, which I've got written down, which is another quote that my wife said after she'd been in a hospital, which I actually couldn't fucking fathom. You are so lazy, Rosie. A quote that I wrote in my phone when you said it. You actually said the words, after your operation, that catheter was the best thing I've ever had. That catheter was the best thing I've ever had. You said those words. And I just wrote it down in me. You were so buzzing that you could lie in your bed and just piss. That you didn't have to get up and that you didn't have to actually push to have a piss or wipe. Said no one ever, that catheter was the best thing I ever had. You fucking lazy mess.
Oh my God. Chris, I really love that catheter. Honestly, I love that catheter. So I didn't have to get up for a wee for 2 days.
They
kept it in longer, you know. I know.
Mrs. Ramsey's requested we leave the catheter in. This is a medical first. This will go in the medical journals. No one's ever said this. Yes, she wants to take it home with her. Is that all right? And she wants the bag to actually be an oil drum that she can just wheel around with her. That wheel coming empty every 2 months.
The human septic tank.
The human septic tank.
Oh, hey. Honestly, it was great. It was bloody... I think it's given us an infection, to be honest.
Fantastic.
But at the time,
hey,
the price you pay.
The price you pay for comfort. Fuck me.
It's just something really luxurious.
No, shit! Luxury. There's something really luxurious about sitting having a conversation with a nurse and them just looking down and going, ooh, your bag's filling up.
There was one point. So obviously I'm living in catheter bliss, right? And not really, not knowing when I'm weighing or not. I was just living in, like, I haven't been in the toilet for a day. This is cool. And drinking, I was drinking loads as well. I couldn't believe it. You know I love juice. I was just drinking so much juice.
What? Chris, look how much I can drink without getting up. Look.
And after just being pregnant, when you have to go to the toilet, like, 25 times a day, it was honestly luxurious. But then there was the point when one of the nurses came in and they took me blood pressure and everything. And then she was like, oh, your catheter needs changing. And she picked it up and she just lobbed it on the bed. And I was like, that's my bag of piss, isn't it? And then you kind of, then you remember. You remember that you're just pissing in this bag. But you can't, I would say out of mind. It was under the bed. I couldn't see it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I saw it every time I came in.
Oh, did you?
Every time I walked in the door, it was just there greeting us.
Fucking hell, man.
Wonderful.
No one in the history of the world has ever described a catheter as luxurious.
I bet they have.
Honestly, luxurious. Hey, how the other half piss. And how many bathrooms do you have in the manor house? None. We've got no bathrooms. Look, we've all got these on. We. When our children are born, they get their catheter. Would a nappy not suffice? No, it's family tradition. They get a catheter. I notice you've got pets. Does your cat have a litter tray? It's catheter. The cat's got its own catheter there on the strap to either side of it. It's like a little bomb vest for a cat there, a little yellow bomb vest.
Oh, we'll all wear combat trousers and put them in the pockets on the legs.
Oh, God.
Oh, hey, I tell you what. Don't take it away from us. Anytime I'm going, if I ever have to go to hospital again, you know the first thing I'll be asking for.
Yeah, catheter.
Mrs. Ramsey, do you want some pain relief? Catheter! Have a catheter, please.
But Mrs. Ramsey, it's an operation on your hand. Catheter! It's an operation on your hand with no anaesthetic. It's just your finger. We're just realigning your broken finger. Get us a catheter!
Mrs. Ramsey, you're only in here for 40 minutes. If you don't get me that catheter now...
giving the dentist a 1-star review because he didn't get a catheter when you were getting your fucking plaque scraped off.
Right, okay. Anyway.
Right, Rosie, nice to see you. Glad we're open again after lockdown. What are you having today? Just getting your roots done and a trim and everything? Yes. Can I have a catheter while I'm here?
Hairdresser.
Yeah, that's a hairdresser. To be fair, you're there for 4 hours getting shit done.
I'm not the hairdresser's longer than anywhere else.
Yeah, they should probably get catheters at the hairdressers.
Yeah.
That'd be a good idea, right? Copyrighted. I'm gonna get on that.
Yeah. Catheters. Absolutely. Give the nurses.
Maybe the seats should just be a toilet. You know the seat that you're on at the hairdresser's? Maybe you should just have a hole in the bottom. Maybe you should sit down. That would be great.
Yeah, I've got the cloak over
you,
to be
yeah,
fair.
Yeah, just whip your pants down, sit down. You could just
Yeah.
Great. Doing your fringe now, stay still. It's all right. I'm not moving. I'm just.
That's to be catheter order. Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
From the public. He's still using it, you know.
Is he?
Boris.
Nicked it.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
They're still doing that, you know.
Are
them things.
What, the briefings?
Aye.
I haven't watched the news for months.
I think they're on quite often.
Months.
Because people, I still get tweets of people saying, Boris Johnson, every time he says question from the public, I'm like, oh, they're still doing that shit.
I can't watch that many graphs live.
No.
I can't do it.
I don't know if they're still doing the graphs. I can't watch the news in general.
It's point do they go, look, we know this is confusing, but, you know, I'll try and put it in layman's terms. They literally go, welcome to the briefing. And one of them goes, yes, graph time. And he just whips the graphs up. And he always goes, as you can see, clearly, none of us can see clearly what you're about to see. You're fucking doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
God damn it.
If you can't convince them, confuse them.
Ooh.
I don't know. Somebody said that. Somebody important. Many years ago.
Excellent. Yeah.
True.
Was it from olden times?
From the olden days, Victorian days.
As always, guys, if you want to get in touch, at shagmadannoyed@gmail.com. Send us your stories, send us your office polls, send us all kinds of stuff. And we hope you're doing all right out there in the land of lockdown forever. Hope you're okay. Let's crack on.
I'm not okay.
Let's crack on.
Okay, good.
It was a rhetorical question.
Oh, so, right, sorry, I'm not okay. That's worn out, hasn't it?
What?
Do you remember years ago when people used to go, how are you? And you'd go, I'm fine. Yeah, fine. When you weren't fine.
Yeah.
I can't do that anymore. Somebody say, how are you doing? I'm like, I'm not very well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thankfully, we're not seeing people because that would be, yeah. It's always, have I talked about it on the podcast before? Where you go, to somebody, you go just that person where you go like, hello, mate, you all right? And they go, well, actually, no. And you go, I wasn't asking. Wasn't a question.
Yeah.
Wasn't a real question. I was still walking when I said it.
Yeah.
We're passing each other in the street.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's, yeah. If we were seeing people at the minute, it would be, are you all right? No.
That's me
going. But we're not
now.
Seeing people. So it would be all right if you're seeing people. So weirdly, it would kind of cancel
itself. Works either way.
Yeah, it would kind of cancel itself out.
Anyway, let's get some cues from the pews.
Let's
to cheer
get them
up.
In.
Are they disgusting, dirty, vile,
well, we'll just
putrid?
I found a nice mixture.
Oh,
got a nice
well, that, there you go.
Dear Rosie and Chris, hearing about Chris breaking his ankle so soon after you having your gorgeous baby made me want to tell you my parents' story from 21 years ago.
Oh.
Thank you for calling him gorgeous. It's very nice. How lovely you've all been. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
My mum fell down the stairs when she was heavily pregnant with my younger sister. She was okay, but didn't want to move in case she hurt herself or the baby.
Yeah.
My dad phoned the midwife whilst me and my older brothers all watched the drama from the top of the stairs. After ringing the midwife, my dad came upstairs to check on us. But halfway up the stairs, the midwife called back, so my dad quickly turned round to go back to the phone.
Don't.
Having carefully stepped over my mum to get up the stairs, going back down, he was not so cautious and tripped and fell down the bottom four steps, landing on top of my mum, who was still lying on the floor. Both of them had to go to hospital.
What?
Fortunately, my mum and my sister were both fine, but my dad ended up on crutches. So my mum now had to take care of three kids, all under the age of five, whilst heavily pregnant, with my dad on crutches.
Nah.
To make matters worse, whenever people saw them, my dad would get so much sympathy for having fallen down the stairs, brackets when he only fell down four, whilst my mum, with no visible injuries, had no sympathy despite falling from top to bottom whilst pregnant.
Yeah.
Needless to say, she was not pleased. I feel like he's done worse than me there. I feel like I've added this in to make me look better.
I feel like you might have.
Yeah.
But what a dick. Honestly, dicks. When you did that to your ankle, I got so many messages off people.
Yeah.
Most of them football injuries.
Yeah.
Most of them started off, I went in labour on this day, the morning of my partner or husband went and played five-a-side, broke his leg, blah de blah.
Yeah.
And yous are stupid, honestly.
But I've got to say, if you are not getting paid to play football and you're injuring yourself doing it, you're a fucking idiot. You're a fucking idiot. Amount of mates I've got who are like, oh, one of my mates, I think it was talked about before, both his kneecaps came off when he was playing football. And then one of them came off and he went and played football again and the other one came off and it was like, you're not getting 50 grand a week.
It's
like
dangerous,
Jimmy
isn't
and Genius in his prime for fucking Newcastle. Like, stop it. It's not worth it. Fuck me. But anyway, I did it on frozen grass. But I just feel like this guy's made me look better. I feel like wife falls down pregnant on the stairs. He's like, I'll sort it, darling. Where's my crutches? Like, useless twat. I enjoy it.
I'll never forget that moment you walked in the room, sat down, and I seen your face, and you hobbled in. I just thought, you fucking wanker.
Was it the first thing I said when I fell over, broke my ankle, I lay on my back in the field, and the first thing I said was, she's gonna fucking kill us.
Yeah,
it's the first thing I said. I went, she's gonna kill us.
it's just like, we laugh about it. We had a good laugh about it, didn't we?
Yeah.
But at the time and still now, it's just like, really, really, really. Anyway.
Look, but this bloke did it worse, so I'm a good guy.
Babadoo, 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 bab.
On the subject of breakages, this one really, really made me chuckle.
Okay.
Hello. I'm sorry to hear of Chris's mishap, but I think I can take it to another level. My wife doesn't do anything by half, and this is certainly true of just over 5 years ago. Not content with being pregnant with twins, being type 1 diabetic, and being classed as a geriatric mother, which is... like 40,
over 35.
Over 35. That's crazy. That's upsetting.
I just scraped it.
Geriatric mother.
It might be younger, you know.
That's harsh 30? As fuck, to be fair. Tell you what. Anyway, she decided to fall down the stairs 3 days into her maternity leave while 7 months pregnant with our twins.
Oh, twins.
Yeah, twins. She was walking down the stairs whilst carrying washing, but decided to read messages on her phone and lost her footing and fell, breaking her ankle.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah. Her ankle needed surgery, But because she was so pregnant, they didn't want to risk an operation. Oh. So 3 days in hospital later, and she was released. Add into the mix that we thought we had it bad. This is bad.
Right.
Add into the mix that we had to have work done on our house, which meant the hallway floor was lifted out and the stairs removed.
Oh.
We had to move into my parents and put a bed in the lounge. She was only able to be moved in a wheelchair and had to use a commode. The cast on her leg had to be cracked along the sides to allow for the pregnancy swelling in her ankle.
Oh.
Hormones and not being able to move made her very irritable. We managed to give her one shower.
What?
We managed to give her one shower, is
so
that sentence, right?
Helped.
Yeah, so that just paints such an amazing picture. Just those, what, 6 words there.
Oh, bless her.
We managed to give her one shower.
Oh.
It sounds like something they would say talking about an injured elephant on a documentary. We managed to give her one shower.
One last shower.
So listen, right? We managed to get her one shower. She sat in my parents' bathroom on her commode in a paddling pool whilst I... Well, whilst I sprayed the shower in her direction.
Oh, bless her heart. Oh, no.
Poor lass. Oh. 3 weeks later, delivery day arrived and my wife had a C-section with her ankle in a plaster. So she sat with her legs, you know, as you lay, kind of. Yeah, ankle in plaster, getting a C-section. Thankfully, our twins were born happy and healthy, thank goodness. But my wife then had to recover from her C-section while trying to get round on a broken ankle.
Oh.
Listen to this. This is the saddest thing I've ever heard. Listen, this is the last bit.
Right.
Our first trip out as a family involved my wife pushing the double buggy whilst I was pushing her wheelchair. Poor lass, man.
Okay, that's weirdly made us feel a bit better.
So she's got a cast, recovering from a C-section, but she wanted to push the buggy, bless her heart. So she's probably, Rosie, the handle for the buggy's probably like under her chin. And he had to push her.
Tell you what, though. Bet you enjoyed her catheter. But that came as a welcome relief.
I love the idea that you'd be in the very park that they went past and you'd see a catheter hanging from a chain. You go, look at that lucky bitch. Bloody millionaires around here with their catheters hanging out.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Quick one here. Hi, Chris and Rosie. My son's dad is in my phone under the name Prick. Do you have anyone in your contacts under a name other than their real name that you wouldn't want them to see? Thanks.
Oh, that's that's nice. I'm guessing they're not together anymore. Are they still together?
I don't know. That's all I've got. I don't know how to read into that, but yeah.
No, I don't. And I also don't. Why does this annoy us? Why am I such a dick, right?
Mm.
I hate it when people have their partner's name in their phone with like heart emojis.
Yeah.
And a nickname.
Mm.
And it makes us want to vomit.
Yeah.
You're Chris in my phone.
Yeah.
But I know people who have like, I can't think of one off the top of my head, like a nickname and then heart emojis. Yeah. And it's like, I'm like, oh, you've been together for 15 years. Get over yourself.
Yeah, I know people who've got like the wives in the phone as the wife.
Mm.
It says the wife when it's ringing on the screen, right. And stuff. I've got, there's only two that come to my head here. I've got, so we got the bathroom done. And the water pressure was terrible, so I had to get another guy came in from the same bathroom company. They sorted it out, but he had to come in and put a pump in.
Yeah.
Now, to put the universal... He was a plumber. He was called Steve.
Uh-huh.
Now, to put the universal pump straight into the water cylinder, he had to put a thing in called an Essex flange.
Right.
And he is in my phone as Steve Essex flange.
Oh, that's good.
So that's good. Yeah.
You've also got your tour manager, Reese, as Mr. Dogshit.
My tour manager, Reese, is in as Mr. Dogshit.
Yeah.
That's just colleges have made that up because Reese is the nicest man on the planet, bar none.
Yeah.
So the idea of calling him Mr. Dogshit because he's so nice was just hilariously horrendous. And it's stuck ever since. And he's actually phoned in the car, and I've had, like, back in the day, he's phoned in the car, and I've had people in the car, you know, where it comes up on the screen, Mr. Dogshit, and you have to explain, you know, I've had like the brother-in-law in the car and I've been like, that says Mr. Dogshit.
We got them a hamper for Christmas a few years ago.
Yes.
And we put Mr. Dogshit.
I sent it to Mr. Dogshit, Dogshit Industries,
yes.
And then his address.
Yeah.
And his neighbour had to collect it.
That was, yeah.
So that was good. and I have got a mate of mine, Stephen Davies, once sent us a photo of a letter that got sent. It still makes us laugh. He's called Stephen Davies, and he got a letter sent to his house from some company, and he sent us a photo of it, and I changed it in my phone straight away, so whenever he rings, it says on my phone exactly what it said on the front of the letter that got to his house. It said Sleppman Davies. And I don't know why it was so funny, but whenever he rings or texts us, it just says Sleppman Davies on
like
my phone.
Chenandler, what was it?
Chenandler Bong.
Chenandler Bong.
Yeah, Sleppman Davies. Wow, I'd still laugh me head off thinking about it now.
I wish we'd known that before we named Rafe.
Sleppman Ramsey.
I like it. It's got a good ring to it. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, bab. Got another one here. Little quick one. Just listening, I don't know what was going through this person's head. I can't really make head and a tail of what they're trying to say, but they've clearly listened to episode 97, which they've just said here, worked something out and had to immediately email it, and that's what's happened.
Okay.
Just listen to episode number 97. If you want to freeze a fart, use cling film on the surface of your bath. Growing up, my brother and I would capture farts this way in a flannel prior to attempting to shove them in each other's face. Happy New Year. Cheers. That's the email. That's all it says.
Put cling film over your back.
I don't understand what he means. So I don't know if he means put cling film across the water surface and then fart, and then when the bubble comes up, wrap the cling film round so you've got water and then a bubble, and the bubble in there is the fart, and then put that cling film in the freezer, and then that bubble is frozen as the fart. I don't know what goes through people's head. That's all I can... I looked at this email for so long trying to work it out. So if you put a bit of cling film flat on the surface of the water, so there's no air under it.
Yep, yep, yep.
Then you... I can't believe I'm describing
this.
Okay. Then you fart so the bubble goes up and it's as if it's going to go up and burst on the surface of the water, but the cling film's there. Then if you pull the cling film down around it and like a water bomb,
like a poached egg.
So the only air inside the cling film
is fortuitous.
Fortuitous.
Yeah.
I think that's how you freeze a fart.
Right, okay. Well, listen. Are we nearly done?
Yeah.
Right. I might have myself a little bang. How has this won awards?
How is this?
How are we still doing this?
This podcast spawned a book, a tour that hasn't happened yet, but will happen.
Oh, will it? Oh.
It will. Stop it. It will. One day it will. We don't know when. Hopefully this year, but we'll see.
Let's just address it now. A lot of people have been asking about the tour, the Shag Barry Noi tour.
Why are you asking?
Well, somebody said...
No, I'm talking to them, but someone said it to me the other day. I went to pick up a Chinese the other day with my crutches in the car, hobbled out. A lady in the Chinese went, what's going to happen about your tour? And I went, are you fucking for real? I went, I don't know. Do you watch the news? How am I supposed to know?
Well, don't get so defensive.
I hit her with my crutch. Fuck her. I didn't mean it.
Funny how you were getting food again. That's funny.
We'll
only walk for food.
It's literally carrot and a stick. But not a carrot. I don't want carrots. It's healthy.
So, we have no idea. We are trying to keep it open as long as we possibly
can.
Keep
it positive. It's booked for May? We'll see what happens.
Yeah. We're just going to have to eke it out and try... I don't know because we don't want to reschedule it just in case.
Well, we don't know if I have to yet. That's the thing. We just don't know. So all we can say to you is sit tight and fucking, guys, you will not believe how eager we are to get out and see you. Holy fucking hell. I have dreams, man.
Well, we wake up usually every morning and just go, I was thinking about the tour last night. And I wake up in the middle of the night and write down ideas for it. And we are so desperate to get on stage. Like,
oh, God. And I genuinely, I had a dream the other day. I was doing a gig and I woke up and I was close to tears when I woke up.
I know.
Just missing it so much.
I know.
So soon. Yeah. Soon.
And it's going to be fucking belting.
Oh my God, it's going to be unbelievable. Wembley Arena.
I know.
Newcastle Arena. Edinburgh Playhouse. Beautiful venue. Uh-huh. Glasgow.
All of them.
Oh, Nottingham. Ah, London. Manchester. God, we'll see you all very, very soon. We definitely, 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 definitely will.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Got an email here, right? And it was entitled Worse Than a Hostel.
Ooh.
So I had to click on it because we've been over hostels, how we thought.
I always love hearing about a hostel. I know we talk about it a lot, but
this isn't a hostel.
Right?
This is worse than a hostel, right?
Is there worse than a hostel?
Well, it's good. Hi, Rosie, Chris, Robin, and baby Rona. This will have been sent before Rafe was named and announced to the world.
Oh, I mean, it was definitely an option.
Yeah, it's only a few letters off. Yeah. I have been with my boyfriend for 5 years and thought I knew everything about him. But last week he told me something that shocked me. My boyfriend travelled Australia for a year when he was 18 with two friends. They stayed in many hostels / Airbnbs. But at one point in their travels, they were running really low on money and needed somewhere to stay. They found a really cheap one-bedroom flat to rent by the beach.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a problem.
Right.
There was still a man living there.
Horrible.
So, one of his friends slept on the sofa bed in the bedroom. And his other friend, brackets, he's 6 foot tall, by the way, slept on two chairs pushed together to form a makeshift bed. My boyfriend got the short straw.
The bath.
And slept in the bed with the man who was still living there.
No! How much do you want to say Australia? No!
Fucking watch Neighbours, will you? You cunt.
With being it's lovely, but it's not that nice.
Nowhere's that nice.
Nowhere is that nice. That is. What? What? What?
Slept
no!
In a bed
no.
with the man.
Sleep on the floor! Sleep on the floor! You're 18, you're still a child. Oh, I'm sorry. Let us wire you some money. Please.
Yes, my boyfriend shared a bed with a stranger every night for two
How long?
Weeks.
No! No!
Listen to this.
He's a murderer.
Listen to this next sentence. Listen to this next sentence. They didn't even befriend the man because apparently he was a bit strange.
That...
You're not even mates with him, but you're sleeping next to him.
I can't. How old was this man?
So fucking weird.
That's really dangerous.
Really
we have
weird.
We have sons. 18, that's still young. No, I would not be okay with that.
I could honestly say I'd rather stay in the dirtiest hostel ever than have my own bed than sleep in the same bed as a strange man. We are planning on returning to Australia later in the year, and I certainly won't be sharing a bed with anyone other than my boyfriend.
He'll leave you in the middle of the night. He's clearly got a thing for it.
You'll wake up and that fella'll be in between you.
That's so weird.
Georgia. He found us. I don't know how, but he found us.
That is. I'd rather sleep on them chairs.
I'd go home. I'd go home. I'd sleep rough. That's madness. That's utterly. That is mad. Do you not have a hallway? Do you not
That's
have a bathroom?
I mean. Sleep on the floor.
There must
sleep
have been.
In the kitchen.
Oh, God.
Where was the first one sleeping? On the sofa bed?
On the sofa bed,
well,
yeah.
Sleeping there with him, your mate.
Some sofa bed,
Were you sleeping
apparently?
In the bed with the strange
it
man?
It must have been like one of them single futon
no,
things
I'm
where you only fit one person
on. That though, Chris. I'm sorry.
A 6 foot person on two. I mean, have a chair each and sleep on the chairs.
Is that true?
It must be. I don't. We've had weirder shit that's been true.
Maybe, is it that weird? Two people sleeping.
It's very weird to us. Yeah. But to other people say, oh yeah, I just like bunk with this guy. You're just asleep, aren't you? It doesn't matter.
No.
You know, some people are crazy, man.
Oh, jeez. I'm too old. Maybe I would have done that once upon a time. Maybe. I don't know. No. Oh, no. Please. Don't. If you're listening to this and you're 18 and you're going to go travelling, don't do it. Please don't. Like,
there was three
get
of them.
In touch with
there was
us.
Three
we
blokes.
Will send you.
Whoa, fuck, shut the
I will send
Rosie is delirious. Rosie is delirious from a C-section. Do not get in touch with us if you want to go travelling and get us to send you some money. Rosie, are you fucking crazy?
No, they'd have to be travelling already in dire straits
no,
and having a
no,
share
No, we will not send you any money. Nothing. You will get nothing from us.
I'll not sleep the night thinking about these 18-year-olds sharing beds with these horrible men.
It's locked down at the minute. You can't go there. It doesn't matter. There's
right,
no one
well,
on holiday.
Okay,
there's no one
well,
on any holiday
right,
anywhere in the world.
Right, well, I'll rest tonight.
Oh, thank God. Something good's come out with this. Fucking idiot. Stop offering people money. Jesus Christ.
I just kind of... That's horrible.
Awful.
That is Lelech.
He is Lelech. That's him.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Well, hey. Bloody love that.
Good to be back.
Good to be back,
good
hey?
To be back.
Good
loved
to be
it.
Back.
Fist bump.
Love
it.
Thanks so much for listening. As always, we are back. We're going to be back every week now. You're not getting rid of her ever.
Nah.
Actually.
Never.
You forgot a bit. Come on, I had a drink myself last week. You've been listening to Shag Man Annoyed, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network. We'll get paid for this shit now.
Love it. Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, shagmanannoyed@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. We hope you're all right out there. Keep your chin up. Hopefully this fucking shit show will be over soon. But until it is over, we'll be back every week trying to cheer you up. Thank you very much. We love you.
And you don't have to be positive all the time. Because it's a bullshit.
I mean, we've just whinged for an hour and a half and I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, me too.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.